But we also see the grace of prayer and the conversions that it has brought about. Abby Johnson is going to be joining me in a second here. And what a great story she has. I'm getting emails already as I'm on the air. Somebody just said to me, hey, I just got out of the movie moments ago. This is a must-see for everyone, particularly those who claim to be pro-choice. So if you are pro-choice, I want to challenge you. Are you open-minded? I know you're probably set in your ways. Why not go see this movie? Why not go see this movie? Bill says this is a must-see, especially if you are pro-choice. Bill, I'm glad that you saw the movie and that you enjoyed it. Another person says, I live here in Brazos Valley. Some of my friends had gone to see Unplanned. They told me it was sold out. Only the seats under the screen were available. Hey, that's good news, huh? They say viewing the movie in the previews, they said, look, the sold-out seats were never filled. So I wonder what happens here. Is there an effort to kind of, keep people out of the theaters? We'll talk to Abby Johnson, of course, the directors, about that as well coming up here. This is a great movie. If you haven't seen it, I want you to go out and check it out. I'll give you a quick just thumbnail of what's gone down right now. This has been a big weekend. We talked about how important it was to get people into the seats so you can go see it. It has made a big splash. The show came out on Friday on 1,100 screens nationwide, mostly in the South and the Midwest. But on Saturday, though, it hit headwinds online. And I don't have all the details here, and I'm going to hopefully get the answers to this question. Did you hear about what happened on Twitter? For some reasons that were unknown, only to, I guess, the Twitter god, suddenly the Unplanned account got suspended. Was it because of so many followers logging on? Could there be a technical glitch? Or was there something else at play? You know, one moment it was there, the next moment was gone. And to say that Twitter got an earful, that's an understatement. In an hour, it was back up. And Twitter, you know, they started playing around with the numbers of people who were following. The numbers went down, they went up. I mean, it was just, they all started making individual accounts. They stopped following the film. So, you know, a person would click follow. Then 2 seconds later, that person's account wouldn't be following. And get this, it even happened to the person who the movie is made about. It happened to Abby Johnson. And that seemed to have stopped now. You can follow them at Twitter as well, and please do that. But what's really interesting is that Unplanned's Twitter account has more people following. They have more people following. Now, I almost laugh as I say this. It's so ironic. They have more people following it than Planned Parenthood has following theirs. You got to love that. You absolutely have got to love that. I mean, look, this is a spiritual battle, and I've said this many times, and it shows up in all sorts of ways. The directors who were with me last week talked about car accidents and events that took place in the filming of this, in the making of this film. But the film shows the truth of what happens at Planned Parenthood and other abortion clinics, really all around the country. This is a very common practice. And you know what? Here's the bottom line. This film, and I'm surprised, because sometimes these things get poo-pooed and they pass, but it seems to be a dart, an arrow. It's striking fear in the hearts of all those who support abortion. They don't like it. It's changing minds. You know, even people are pro-choice, and we're hearing about conversion stories already. You know, so joining me right now to talk a little bit about is Abby Johnson, the subject of the film. You can get her book as well and learn more about it. Also joining us right now, Carrie Solomon and Chuck Konzelman, the co-directors of the film. And welcome all of you. It's great to have you here with me today. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Good to have you back. Let me start with you, the directors and writers, first. Carrie and of course, Chuck, congratulations. You and I had spoken a couple times last week about it. Opening numbers this week. Were you surprised? Did you expect that? What's your takeaway from how the nation has responded?
To be honest, I think that no one can predict the box office, but we knew that there was tremendous talk and tremendous word of mouth from the screenings. And so I felt strongly, also in prayer, the Lord kind of guided us to what was going to happen and what's going to happen in the future, which is really great. But, you know, we're very, very happy. I mean, the final number is very close to 6.4, we found out. And, you know, they didn't even expect that we'd even show up. So, you know, we doubled their expectation. And The best thing is we're having people call us and say to us, I've gone to the movie 5 times. I've gone, you know, I've taken my friends and I took my everyone at work and I did this and so on and so forth. So it's great.
Well, here's the thing. The critics are still ignoring it from what I understand. The Rotten Tomatoes, and we've talked about them last week, only has 16 reviews so far. I find that mind-boggling. I've gotten more responses on this movie in my email, in my inbox, than I have in a long time. It's moving up from a 50% rating to a 56% one, which I just think is ridiculous. Why is everyone so afraid of this movie, and what do you make of those numbers?
Well, I think this movie represents an existential threat for Planned Parenthood. You know, we're already seeing this starting to have its effects out in the real world. I think we may have mentioned the last time we spoke about how this was screened for the Georgia State Legislature, who just enacted the heartbeat bill. And the governor has asked Ashley Bratcher, our lead actress, to stand beside him when he signs it into law. You know, we know that we sifted some votes in the state Senate there. And then when it went to the House, we found out on Friday while we were at the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Conference, the vote took place, and it was 92-78 in favor, which sounds like it's a pretty solid lead, except you need 91 votes to pass. I guess it's one more than half the total enrollment of the Georgia House. So it won by one vote, and I think without us having screened the film, I don't think we would have seen that signed into law. So the movie is already having an effect out there in the real world.
That's awesome.
And we're hoping it has much more effect with poster board of women, with teens who are at risk, and with legislators across the country.
So you guys are opening up in a lot more theaters this weekend. Do you think that this is going to be one of those films that builds from the ground up as more people go out and say, hey, it is a good movie, go see it? You're going to see swelling numbers?
Yes, I think we're going up about 600 screens. We've already booked another 380. So by the end of the week, it should be 600. So we'll be up around 1,700, maybe more. But the swelling numbers, because our business on Sunday was great. We're getting repeat viewing. And so there's also people. I mean, we're getting deluged with emails and texts and people saying, you know, I'm gonna go see this 10 times. I'm bringing everyone I know to it, which is amazing. And I would just say on a side note, what blows my mind more than anything else is that we have had hundreds, thousands of pro-choicers say, I'm now pro-life.
Wow, that's amazing.
Unbelievable.
That's great. And no, go ahead. I'll let you finish your thought.
Incredibly compelling. I mean, this is what the Lord had us put this movie together for. I mean, he's opening people's eyes.
Yeah, I was talking about it a little bit earlier, and Abby Johnson's with us too. And Abby, I was saying the same thing. You know, I really believe prayer and sacrifice was a all the graces that flowed. You received that, and it's amazing how your story and your acceptance of that grace has brought not only about a book, but a movie that is now also resulting in the conversion of countless lives, of children being saved. I know you've got a ministry that helps people leave this industry as well. And I've got a ton of people who just want to thank you for your yes and for what you're doing. But what's your take as well? I mean, a movie on your life. I heard part of your interview with Glenn Beck there. What's this whole process been like? How do you see God using you? And, you know, what do you see coming in the days ahead?
You know, it's all it's very surreal. I mean, seeing your life up on a screen, and you know, it's one thing to write a book and to expose things about yourself in written form. It's very different to do it through a film. I mean, visually, things are just very powerful, and so you know, there's definitely a vulnerability there. But look, I mean, you know, I didn't agree to do this to make Abby Johnson a household name. I mean, I agreed to do this because I really want to, I want God's grace and his forgiveness and his radical mercy that's available to everyone. I want that to be what's known in every single household across this world. And, you know, this is how you do it. You do it by converting hearts. You change the culture, not just by laws, but by conversion of heart. And that's what this film is doing. Thanks be to God. And it's just amazing to watch.
Let me grab a call or two. Craig is in Chicago and he wants to thank you, Abby. So, he just saw the movie. I think he loved it. Craig, hi, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Oh, Drew, thank you so much for taking my call. First and foremost, Abby, I just can't thank you enough from the bottom of my heart for what you've done. I have a deep devotion to the Miraculous Medal. It's had many miracle stories in my life, and I was so touched by a speech you gave one time, and I'm not sure where you talked about how you collected all of the Miraculous Medals that were put around your abortion clinic, and it was the last thing that you walked out with. And I didn't quite see that in the movie, but I wanted to just thank you for that because it's – I want to go out and put Miraculous Medals now in front of every abortion clinic that I go to.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you what, thank you for your comments. And if you – next time you see the film, when you can see actually in the box when I'm leaving that I'm – that one of the things that's in the box is – a container of Miraculous Medals.
Wow.
So sort of like a little, sort of like a little Easter egg in there for people that know the story. But yeah, that's absolutely true.
It's like your poster's got a tear of Our Lady of Guadalupe in it. And I don't know if people notice that or not, but you've dedicated the, right, Chuck, Carrie, you guys dedicated the film to the Blessed Mother.
Yeah, we consecrated it to Our Lady of Guadalupe, and you'll see in the eye hidden, I don't know how hidden it's going to be now that we're saying it, but we put Our Lady of Guadalupe in the eye, and right under her is Juan Diego.
Wow.
And so the Mother of Life in all forms is in charge now, so we feel
That's
good
awesome.
About that.
Hey, tell me about this Twitter debacle. Abby, I understand that even your account was affected by this. What happened? Is it because so many people were jumping on board, or you know, what's the Twitter story?
Well,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Abby.
No,
why don't you share, Abby, and then we'll let you follow up.
Yeah, I don't know that we have like a super clear story from Twitter about what happened, but yeah, I mean, look, the more that people are trying to silence this film, the more just look at everything that's happened. Like we had, you know, the R rating, which you know. I mean, say what you want. I believe that it was definitely agenda driven. And look, I'm hearing from people who are saying my theater was packed with teenagers. Parents are bringing their teenagers, right? And it's the same thing with Twitter. We know what the heck was going on. We look at it now. Now we've surpassed Planned Parenthood on the amount of likes. So, I mean, God is in control and technology and groups of people and anybody can try to silence us, but God's in control of this thing and people want to see this film. That's the bottom line.
I had a laugh. I really did when your movie now and that Twitter following it beats Planned Parenthood. I mean, that really speaks volumes, you know, in its own way. I just found it hilarious that was indeed the case. But I also understand, I don't know who wants to address this issue. Ads for Unplanned have been refused by HGTV, by the Hallmark Channel, and by a number of other major TV networks as well. Even K-Love, which is, you know, you would think they'd be totally behind you, a good Christian organization like that. Are attitudes changing there, or is there still this opposition?
We're still basically the same place, and you can add to that Google. You know, they're using abortion label to say you're running ads about abortion, and we're like, no, we're running ads for a movie that involves that as part of the story. But you know, they're looking for any excuse they can use to bludgeon us. An example that I use is, you know, there are a number of pro-choice movies in the works, one of which is supposed to star Sandra Bullock as the woman referred to as abortion Barbie down in Texas. Are they really telling you that when that goes out in the studio, they won't be able to advertise on Google and on the networks? Is that really going to be their stand? Are they going to turn down Sandra Bullock and say you're not allowed to advertise your movie? And, of course, the answer is no. So this is not because of the issue. It's because the stance that we take regarding the issue, and they're going to look to punish us any way that they can.
Well, I'll tell you what. Gentlemen, thank you for your hard work. I'm sure we'll be talking more in the days ahead. Abby, stay with me. When you come back, a lot of people want to talk to you. Everyone, from your thanks to publishing your book in Lithuania. We'll talk with Abby Johnson and you when I return. Stay with me. The conversation continues. Relevant Radio accepts donations of unwanted vehicles. The process is easy, free, and it helps keep Relevant Radio rolling. More information at 888-906-9069 or relevantradio.com.
Our first order of business is to present Planned Parenthood's Employee of the Year Award. Abby Johnson.
I'd be the youngest director in Planned Parenthood history.
You'll actually be in charge of the abortions at your clinic.
I have a chance to make a real difference.
No matter what you do for the rest of your life, you're still going to be a baby killer.
Can you even hear yourself talk right now about these procedures? These are little babies.
I'm not going to apologize for doing a job that helps women in crisis.
There's still a part of me that isn't sure.
I know. But the one thing that all experts agree on is that at this stage, the fetus can't feel anything.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, I hope you have seen Unplanned. Check it out. See if it's in your local theater. If you did, and I'd love to hear from you what you think of it. Were you touched by Abby Johnson's story? And again, I what a perfect day to talk to her. It's a day in which we remember St. Mary of Egypt, who had a profound conversion. Abby's one of those great modern-day conversion stories. And God is using her life now to save children, to save people who have really lost their way. And God's mercy is greater than your sin. And I want you to know that. If you are in the industry, I encourage you to leave it. If you are contemplating an abortion, I ask you, please choose life. If you had an abortion, know that God loves you, all right, and that he forgives you. All you have to do is turn to him. The greater the sinner, the greater the right you have to his mercy. Maybe you've had that abortion. Maybe you've found the grace of healing. Maybe you've reconciled with the Lord. Abby has, and God's using her in a powerful way. Over the weekend, the movie Unplanned, it was really a blockbuster. Sunday Night Office reports are coming in. It's clear that this is a pro-life film that is exceeding expectations for its opening weekend. In fact, it doubled the projections. And this, in spite of a near total media blackout. I just find it so ironic. You know, it's being slapped with an R rating, not to mention an attempted Twitter sabotage. But the film came in fifth overall. And as I was mentioning before the break, major networks like USA Today and the Hallmark Channel, a slew of others have refused to run these ads, to promote this. So there's an effort to keep this from being successful. And yet we're seeing the faithful say, no, this is a message we want the nation to hear. And Abby joins me today. You can check her out. And Abby, what's the best way to follow you? Is it simply unplannedfilm.com or your Twitter handle? What's the best way to connect to you?
Yeah, so my Twitter is just at Abby Johnson. I'm on Instagram, Pro Life Abby Johnson. I'm on Facebook. I'm sort of everywhere. Awesome. So, yeah.
Hey, before I take some calls for you, I want to ask you about your husband, because one of the things in the film is how your husband's portrayed. And, you and Doug got married, even though he really hated your job, and somehow or other, through the 8 years you were there, he remained married to you. He is really a very special man, as I know you believe. But what held him there when a lot of other guys would have walked away? And what does he think of the film and ultimately how he was portrayed?
Yeah, I mean, I've told everybody, Doug is really as amazing as he appears to be in the movie. He really is that wonderful.
That's awesome.
Everybody that knows him agrees. So, people have asked him, like, why would you marry somebody that, believes in something so differently? But, I mean, his answer is always, well, I fell in love with her, and a job is temporary, I knew that I wanted to love her for the rest of my life. Oh, and beautiful. That's sort of it.
That's awesome. Well, Doug's a good man. You got a winner there. So let's take some calls. I know a lot of people want to join you or speak with you. If you want to join us, feel free to pull up a chair. It's 888-914-9149. I'm speaking with Abby Johnson, author of Unplanned. And of course, the movie, it's not a blockbuster yet, but it will be. Momentum is growing, and people are in love with the film. In fact, Father Jason Kolchinski joins us from Philadelphia right now. He just got out of the movie. Father, welcome. You're on the air with Abby.
Thank you, Drew. Thanks so much. Abby, it's such an honor. It was a wonderful movie. I was prepared. I took a handkerchief with me. And I had a pastoral council meeting yesterday, and I said, we have to get Abby to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So,
I love it.
It was wonderful. Well, yeah, so, you know, I've already spoken to, Drew will know, KYW News Radio.
Oh, yeah.
I said, how are we going to find her? here's the thing. You were talking. Yep, go ahead.
No, so, Father, we'll connect you. I know we can get you connected to her at some point if you want to bring her in. So.
Great. Now I said I just saw the film about an hour ago. Oh. Now, I was here. Here's my take. You said there's this media blackout. There was nothing being said. And when you went into the movie theater, this huge movie theater, not one poster was for Unplanned.
Wow.
And I thought that's telling.
We're hearing that. We're hearing that. And, I don't know what that's about. Again, you know, I don't know why.
Of course we do.
People are trying to block this out. Yeah. I mean, and it's crazy because these theaters are making significant money off of this film. You think that they would want to promote
sure.
the heck out of it, you know?
It shows the bias that is out there and the prejudice and the agenda, ultimately. That's unfortunate. Hey, Father, thanks for calling. I know you're going to be at the Elevate Conference in Philadelphia in June, so I'll see you there.
Exactly. I'll see you then, and my relic collection's coming, too.
And how many relics do you have in that collection?
About 150.
Wow. So if you want to come thanks, Father. If you want to come to the Elevate Conference, go to relevantradio.com and just go to the events tab. All of you, Patrick Madrid, Drew Mariani, all of my colleagues will be there. And Father Kulchinski, I think, is going to be talking as well. He'll bring his relic collection with him. Hey, Abby, I just got a tweet to my account, and a person says here, Abby, you've inspired me to pray outside a Planned Parenthood facility. Sidewalk praying does influence expectant mothers. Thank you for your courage. Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You got another one. Let's move along. We'll take another call. Teresa's listening in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Hi, Teresa. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon, Drew. God bless you. Thanks. And you too, Abby Johnson. I'm so thankful that you shared your story, because in that story, I did go to see it on Saturday night with my 11-year-old. And it was very emotional for me. I was sad to see that there weren't a lot of people. I know people didn't show up, but they did buy their tickets. I invited Halma, the woman in my women's group from church, but I just wanted to say thank you for sharing your story, that it's also my story, because I had an unplanned pregnancy, you know, 11, 12 mm-hmm. years ago. And because of the grace of God, I took a phone number from my roommate at that time, who did go through an abortion, and we were around the same week. Because of the pressure from my boyfriend at the time, I just wanted to schedule an appointment for an abortion just to get him off my back. But I knew deep in my heart that that's not what I wanted to do. And when I called the number, by the grace of God, and I thank God, the phone number was actually to a crisis pregnancy center. And I went in, and they helped me. They helped me. They showed me what my baby would be, the size and everything. They had little models there. And they actually helped me a lot with resources. And my son is now 11 years old.
Well, praise God.
His name is Alec Gabrielle.
Well, thank you, Teresa. I'm going to let Abby respond to you. Go ahead, Abby.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are so many. I'm thankful to God that you did make the decision to have an abortion, that you did, you know, walk through the doors of that pregnancy center, and they were so helpful to you. But there are so many of us who have experienced unplanned pregnancies, so many of us who have chosen abortion. And, I mean, this film is for everybody, and God's healing and his forgiveness is for everybody. And so I just really want to thank you for calling in and sharing. I know that, you know, I have a friend who had an unplanned pregnancy, and she said the reason that I chose life was because my friend kept celebrating the life of my baby.
Oh, how beautiful.
And that's what we want to do. We want to celebrate life every chance that we can.
What a beautiful thought that is. And for all of us, when you find out someone is pregnant, celebrate it. It made a difference in the life of that child. Anne is listening in New Jersey, Abby. Hi, Anne. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Abby.
Hi, Anne.
I just wanted to say, I saw the movie on Saturday, and I wept.
Wow.
Especially at the beginning when you came out of that room. I'm a nurse. I've never seen an actual abortion, and I hope I never see one again. But I do work in a hospital that's an educational hospital, and mm-hmm. they do those. And I think there were so many things in that movie that just spoke to my heart. It was incredible. But whenever I see young girls come in for abortions at the hospital, I don't partake in doing anything. But I pray for them. And I pray that God's mercy is with them. Because that's all I know I can do. But your movie was very powerful. And I really appreciate it. And I hope a lot of doctors and nurses do go see it. And it's important that they do. Because they're being deceived so horribly, it makes me sad.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Anne, for your call. And what are you hearing, Abby? I mean, you hear the impact it has had on Anne, who works in the hospital. What are doctors, what are others saying about this? What's the reaction been?
You know, what's been really beautiful is just to hear about the healing that is taking place from women and men who have experienced abortion. The other thing that's been amazing is just we are hearing from people who have worked in abortion clinics who are looking for healing, and they're contacting, and then there were none, and we're getting them into healing resources. Wow. So, I mean, this movie is truly changing our culture. It's healing our culture in a way that only God could do.
Yeah, I'm curious personally. I know you have a ministry, and then there were none, your ministry to abortion workers. I'm assuming this is going to have an impact on them as well. I mean, what's happening with your ministry, and what impact is the film having?
Yeah, I mean, just over the weekend, we heard from about a dozen clinic workers who are in need of healing resources. You know, what's interesting actually is one of our current clients who worked in the industry actually ended up reaching back out to some of her friends that she used to work with and said, I'm going to go watch this movie. I'll buy y'all's ticket if you want to go with me. So she ended up bringing three of her former coworkers who still currently work at Planned Parenthood to the film with her. Wow. We know that Planned Parenthood employees are watching the film. Mm-hmm. We know that other abortion industry employees are watching, and we are just ready with open arms to receive them.
And the website for that is what? And then there were none.org? Is that a nonprofit?
No, it's abortionworker.com.
Abortionworker.com. All right, easier to remember. Hey, you know what really impressed me, too, is I've had Dr. Leventino on the broadcast with me many times. His story is one of the most compelling I've ever heard. And he's a former abortionist who had a radical conversion. Why did he say yes to the film? Because I know he made a cameo in this, and I can't imagine, even yourself. I mean, sometimes putting yourself back into that zone, what that had to be like, how raw, how visceral that must have been. Tell me a little bit about him as well. I'm kind of curious because I know he's in the film.
Yeah, what's interesting about the ultrasound guided abortion scene is that there's four people in that scene. There's the gal that plays me, Ashley Bratcher, and then the girl on the table who's having the abortion. And then there's the doctor and the abortion nurse. Both the doctor, Dr. Leventino, and the nurse, Julie Wilkinson, are actually former abortion providers.
Wow.
And so they used to work in the abortion clinics. And now they're in the film as, you know, healed pro-life activists. And so no one can say, oh, that's not really how it is, you know, in the clinic. This is really how it is. These two people have worked, you know, for the industry for many years. It was, you know, it was difficult for them to go through that scene. But also I remember, you know, I was there actually the day that they filmed that scene on set. And when it was over, it was just such an intense scene to film. And when it was over, I just immediately went to the door, and, you know, Dr. Leventino and I just gave each other a big hug, and, and I said, are you okay? And he said, yeah. He said, you know, Abby, I just did that for too long.
Wow.
And so, you know, even in those moments where, you know, we go back and we relive that time or there's brokenness, God is still there with us. Yeah. He's so evidently there with us in those moments. And so it was a really beautiful time to be able to spend that with them.
I just got a text or an email from another listener who says this is a must see for all politicians. So maybe call your elected representative and say, we want you to go see that. Do that for me. And start calling them. Get them in there. It may change the way they vote. It may change the laws of this land. Betty is listening in Oakland, California. Betty, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that I haven't actually gone to watch the movie, but I definitely will. But I am one of those cases, of those many cases that she mentioned. 33 years ago, I was so scared, and I actually went to get started on an abortion. I got an injection from a lady, and this was all over in Mexico, but it didn't work. And she actually told me, if this doesn't work, you have to come back for a second time. But I couldn't. I just couldn't go back, and now my son is 33 years old, and I'm actually a grandmother because of him. So thank you, Abby, for everything that you're doing.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Betty. Well, that's amazing, isn't it? She has a child alive today, again, by the grace of God. Abby, let's move along. Thank you, Betty. God bless you. Joe's listening in Minnetonka, Minnesota. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Yeah, I just like to say, I just saw the show last night, and I thought it was absolutely extraordinary. I think if enough people see it, it could really change many, many hearts. There was a few parts that were very difficult to watch, but very necessary to be in there because it really showed what is going on with an abortion. But at the end of the show, I thought it was very uplifting and very beautiful show. And the other thing, you know, I think the reason maybe some of the movie theaters and they don't show, you know, the posters of it very much and all that is I think a lot of people in the entertainment industry make a lot of their money on promiscuity. They make a lot of shows about it. They make a lot of jokes about it, whether it be heterosexual, homosexual. Mm-hmm. It's all a joke. It's all fun. They don't show the downside of abortion. They don't show the downside of disease. They don't show the downside of mental illness that comes from breakups. And, you know, so I think it's all kind of connected. And but I think a show like this can really make a huge difference for people to see it. You know, it's kind of the difference between a softened heart and a hard heart.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you for the call. I'm going to let Abby respond to you. Go ahead, Abby.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. I think we live sort of in this hookup culture where people think that sex should always be consequence-free. And, you know, that's one of the themes that's actually talked about and shown in the film. And I hope that people really make that connection when they're watching it. You know, we need more personal responsibility in our society. And I'm waking up every day to so many emails of people who are saying this movie changed my heart.
Wow.
My life is just completely different now since seeing this film. And I think that hardness of heart, we know that it can be removed and replaced with a heart of flesh. And I think that God's doing that.
Well said. Aaron is listening in Chicago. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Going
to see the movie tonight with my husband and my 25-year-old daughter. And I've been a sidewalk minister for over 10 years. And recently, ironically, I've been thinking about quitting because being from Illinois, the state laws here are just so pro-abortion. And I don't, out of all those years, I think I can legitimately say that I know of, we had one save. And so I guess my question is there anything, and the escorts are pretty tough, and they fight us from even speaking to these girls. Is there anything, Abby, that you would say that I could blurt out in those instances that may reach these girls? They look so lost coming in.
Yeah, you know, I think, so I think good signs in that case. We have a clinic that's a similar situation here in Austin where I live. And so we, you know, have tested and have really good signage outside letting these women know that we have free pregnancy tests, free ultrasounds, free resources for them, you know, that I'm a person they can talk to, you know, all on the signage for them. So that's going to be important, especially where you have pretty tough escorts. But, you know, I think being out there, and this is something that I talk about at the end of the film, one of the things that it can be really discouraging when you're out there at a clinic and you're like, what am I doing here? Is this even making any difference? But one of the things that I heard from the last Planned Parenthood conference I attended, Planned Parenthood tracked their numbers. And what they found was that when there are peaceful sidewalk advocates in front of abortion facilities, their no-show rates, the amount of women who have appointments but don't show up, goes up to as high as 75%.
Wow.
And I think there's something really significant about that, because when you are out there, you are an outward sign of their inward conscience. And you are showing them that what's happening inside that building is not normal. And you are bringing hope to a place where women feel like they have none left. And so just letting them know in those brief moments, I'm here for you. You don't have to keep your appointment. You have free resources. You can come talk to me anytime. Today, you know, and we're going to be out here praying for you. I mean, just getting that out can be really impactful, yeah. Coupled with really good signage.
That's awesome. Well, there's a caller who says he's a friend of yours. Jeff is listening in Texas. Jeff, thanks for joining us. Good afternoon.
Hey, thank you. Hey, Abby, Jeff Kress.
Oh, hey.
I just wanted to say, Doug and Abby are the real deal. incredible people. Got to spend a good amount of personal time with them. Their kids are awesome. They live real lives. Just wanted to pass that on.
That's awesome.
Jeff is our realtor.
That's a small world, isn't it?
Well.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. That's a great call.
Thank you.
So you're the real deal. So it's not just your word, Abby. It's not the big screen. You got some eyewitnesses. I like that.
That's right.
No, I know I'm going to probably let you go because I know you're going to be on the air coming up in a few moments. Closer look. Sheila will be talking with you as well. Let me give you some final thoughts. If you're on hold, I'll do my best to take a few of your calls as well. But some final thoughts for anything you want to leave with those who are listening, advice, encouragement, anything. The floor is yours.
You know, I do want to encourage people. You know, one of the most common questions I'm getting after people are leaving the films are saying, Abby, what can we do now? You know, we're motivated, we're encouraged, we're feeling inspired. What can we do? And I just want to say there are so many opportunities to get involved in the pro-life movement. God is calling all of us somewhere to protect the least of these, to stand up for the least of these. And so there is a place for you in this movement. Maybe it's standing and praying outside of your local abortion facility. Maybe it's getting trained by a group like Sidewalk Advocates for Life, who can help train you in the most effective ways to reach out to women going in. Maybe it's volunteering your local pregnancy center. Maybe it's working on state legislation. I don't know how God's calling you, but I do believe that He's calling each and every one of us. And so I just really want to encourage you to get involved. Don't be discouraged. This is not just about making abortion legal in our country. This is about making abortion unthinkable. And we are seeing that happen right now in front of our eyes.
And the other thing, too, if people want to read your story, I know sometimes people love the book better than the movie, Unplanned. How do they get a hold of your book?
Probably the easiest place is on Amazon. The cheapest place is on Amazon. Huh? It's sold in bookstores, or your local Catholic bookstore probably has it. But Amazon is a great and easy place to get it.
And for the movie, unplannedfilm.com, did I get that address right?
Yep, unplannedfilm.com. And like Chuck and Carrie said, we're opening now. We're up to 1,700 screens, start on 1,000. Now we're up to 1,700. So they are updating the theaters where it is available on the website, unplannedtickets.com. And you can type in your city and it will pull up where it's playing in your area and the closest theaters to you. So like they said, though, they're updating it every single day. So keep checking. If it's not in your city yet, keep checking, because it likely will be eventually.
That sounds great. Hey, Abby, thank you. I appreciate all you do. It's been a long time, and keep up your great work. God's using you in a powerful way.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Abby Johnson. Again, go see the film. I want you to see the film. All right, check it out. It's making a difference, and lives are being changed. I want to thank everyone who's on hold. Richard says, it's an amazing movie. It opened your eyes. Another person said their pastor has preached about it. Andrew says the movie offers hope, and the comments go on and on. I'm out of time for the afternoon. Until our pass again, cross tomorrow. Know that you are deeply in my prayers. I ask for yours. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Have a great afternoon.